All right. We're going to try and play that song from Cold World. It's called Wolf. Is that correct?
No, that's at the Wolf. That's where we played.
Oh, that's where we played.
It's at the Wolf part. It's labeled that way. That was where this is live off the floor, compressed in an MP3. Sound quality is going to be fair, but not great.
We're going to try one more time,
guys. This is 427.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And connected with Broken Promise. And that's about being lied to from the government and Broken Promises. What can I say?
We got
Broken Promise right behind.
Okay. We're gonna play it right
that
now.
That was all connected. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
We'll be right back.
So now we're going to talk to Randy because you're going to tell me about your guitar.
Which one?
The one that's been on YouTube. It's famous and it's beautiful. I saw it. Yes.
Oh, my Iron Bird. Yeah, it's a 1980. I found out it's actually a 1989 BC Rich Iron Bird. I love it. I had to do a custom paint job on it because the original paint on it was pretty faded and ugly. And it's my go-to. I actually record most of my stuff with it.
Awesome. And then how did you know the YouTuber, Eric?
Actually, I found him on YouTube, and we started shooting the bull and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's such a small world. He's a phenomenal musician as well. And he says, yeah, I do setups and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, perfect, because when it comes to like setting up my guitar, I'm a complete idiot, right? I'd rather have someone else do it. I just want to pick it up and play it, right? So he sets up all my guitars.
Awesome. And tell me about this last song, Look in My Eyes.
It's one of our newest ones. We got a couple new guys in the band. Our new singer, Gustavo, is from Brazil. We got a new drummer, Tyler Dennis. He's amazing. Julian on lead guitar is phenomenal. Brian on bass, and then my old fat ass on rhythm guitar. So,
hey now.
We popped this together.
Don't say that. Come on.
So we had a lot of fun writing this one, and we just put it together. We're working on our last album, or our next album, and this is one of the new ones.
Look in my eyes by heathen sins. All right, next we are going to find out what rituals they do before they go on stage after the break.
Is that a normal part of your singing?
That's the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
And we're back. All right. Yeah. Okay, so let's find out what rituals do they do before going on stage. Did you want to start, Bill?
Oh, for us, let me see. Well, you always get primed up with a beer, too. I gotta smoke a couple, too, as well. You always get primed up.
I don't even know why he says or.
Yeah. No, you know, we don't sacrifice babies or anything.
All right.
Maybe some goats.
Okay. How about you, Mike? Do you do anything before you go on stage?
I really just kind of, loosen up my fingers on the guitar, do a little bit of that. But are you talking, like, before I actually head to the venue?
Oh, yeah, just hit before hitting.
Before the venue.
Like you said, warming up. Yeah, like you said, just before you go on the stage. Yeah. You warm up your fingers, yeah.
Yeah, warm up the fingers on the guitar, the usual thing. No. I don't drink before a show.
No, okay.
I learned my lesson a long time ago. I'm not saying don't do it or do it.
But yeah.
I'd rather play clean, rather be accurate, and not make a mistake. And that's what the people came to see.
That's right.
Just don't get shagged.
That's right.
How about you, Randy? Good.
I eat 2 hours before I go on. Mm-hmm. I smoke a fatty about half hour before. 15 minutes before I go on, I take my pre-gig dump, and I'm good to go.
There it is.
You guys have to take a pre-gig dump. Come on. I'm not the only one.
You get backed up.
You're laughing because you know it's true.
Yeah.
You know the worst than getting up there and going,
I got some,
right.
But not a lot, you know.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. So we're going to play.
That's hilarious.
Definitely, we've got to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to my Instant Print guy. The Instant Print's in Surrey, right on King George Highway. Those guys kick ass. Alex, you're awesome, and your staff are awesome. And of course, a shout out to my bandmates, Danny and Ian Ash. You guys are kick ass, and thank you for coming into my life.
Yeah, all right.
You.
Okay, so tell me about Open the Gates. I know we're talking about poop and all, but yeah.
Open the Gates, okay. My guitarist, he wrote the riffs and stuff. Yeah, I was going to call it Hell's Gate or something like that. We didn't really have any lyrics for it, so Weston, he wrote the gates. I guess Open the Gates was about. What do you call that show? I don't know. It's about a show, anyways. So yeah, Weston wrote the lyrics and put it together. It sounded great, and yeah, this is our new recording, and it's kind of self-explanatory about the devil.
Thank you, Bill. Love you, man. I can feel the heat.
Yeah. So good. Okay, so tell everyone, where is the show happening again that's coming up?
May 4th at the Roxy.
Yeah, be there.
Awesome. All right, and tell people, where can they follow you?
We're on Spotify, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we're there.
Awesome. And then show us your merch. You're going to be selling some merch.
Here's a shirt. This is the front.
Yep.
That's the back, the beginning.
The beginning.
That probably doesn't translate as well on radio, brah.
That's okay.
We got video too.
That's right.
You can't see it on the radio.
That's all right. So it says,
give me some merch.
Well, that's awesome. They brought us some shirts.
Yeah, I got some shirts and stuff, some stickers.
Do you guys got merch as well?
We don't yet. We're just concentrating on making the music and recording and such. So, yeah.
Okay, Coldwell's got some stickers. It looks like they'll be giving away. And then patches, I think. Well, did you guys have
them? I got stickers, hats, shirts, all that crap. We'll have it all at the Roxy.
At the Roxy, folks.
And patches. Yeah, we got patches in here somewhere in the goodie bag. There's a patch or two or something.
And then, yeah, any other future shows you said you guys were going to be playing?
Yeah, we got one coming up June 24th Mass Atrocity, Stickman, Scars, and us.
Oh, awesome. Stickman. You know what?
These you can actually fix a pair of pants.
I'm going to try to get some Stickman on here.
I have their t-shirt.
Actually, we got a show coming up Saturday at the Wolf Bar.
Well, that's right.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van, baby.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with Stick Man. Here's me and you. And we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Meddy signing out.
You can fix a pair of pants with these. These are thick. Part of
Yeah,
that awesome. So that was Stickman, Me and You. And guess what? Stickman is going to come back to my show, the Wham Bam East Van Show. So stay tuned for that. The next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up. And yeah, there's going to be so much happening. There's also the 20th anniversary of the CJSF. It's going to be happening at Mood Swings in New Westminster. There's going to be a party there May 6th. So if you want to come and visit, it's by donation. We're going to have Hallelujah Halu, Johnny Bones, and also our music director.